今天证道的经文是腓立比书三章七到十一节。只是先前我以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。不但如此，我也将万事都当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督，并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。这是神的话。
Thank you for reading scripture. Thank you.
谢谢读神的话语。
I am not very good at riddles either. And forgive me if this doesn't work for you. The only riddle I know is, how long is a piece of string? Twice as half its length. Twice as half its length. That's perfect, isn't it? That's good math. Yes. That's why I'm no good at riddles now. Yeah. They're all thinking about that in the front row here. Thank
Sorry.
you. We are reviewing our church vision.
我们近期正在评估我们教会的意向。
Last week we looked at our mission statement, knowing God, touching lives.
上一周我们着眼于我们宣教的主题，认识神，触摸生命。
We were reminded that when we say knowing God, we are emphasizing that God can be known.
这里提醒我们，当我们说到认识神的时候，我们是在强调神是能够被认识的。
He is personal, he has revealed himself in Jesus Christ, and he is the God who saves.
他是亲自与我们同在的神，他已经在耶稣基督里向我们启示了他自己，他是救赎的神。
Today, let's consider the other intent in the words knowing God, our desire to know God.
今天让我们来思考认识神的另一层的含义，就是我们对于认识神的渴望、渴慕。
Last week, Catherine and I started to look for a new couch.
上一周 ,Catherine 和我动身去寻找一个新的沙发。
We looked online, read reviews,checked prices and sizes.
我们上网浏览，阅读网上的评论，了解价格和尺寸。
And then, tainted by the lure of Swedish furniture, we went to IKEA.
后来我们禁不住瑞典家具的诱惑，我们就便去了宜家。
And that's when the fun began.
这就是乐趣开始的时候了。
We perched on couches.
我们要去买沙发。
We collapsed on couches.
Oh, 我们懒洋洋地躺在沙发上。
We sank into couches.
我们陷在那个沙发里面。
We examined couches.
我们到处去检查。
We measured couches.
量尺寸。
We admired couches.
我们特别想要皮的沙发。
And we played with the electronic recliners on couches.
我们玩弄着沙发上可倾斜式的电动躺椅。
Above all, we became as comfortable as we could.
最首要的是我们会尽量的使自己舒服。
Can we become too comfortable in our Christian faith?
我们是否在我们的基督信仰里也尽量让自己这样舒服呢？
Can we become so comfortable that we assume that there is nothing more to know of our Lord?
我们是否明白再没有比什么能让我们认识神更令人舒服的事情呢？
Philippians chapter 3 verses 7 to 11 gives us a glimpse into Paul's devotion to his Lord Jesus.
腓立比书三章七到十一节给我们亮光， 让我们看到保罗对主耶稣的那个完全的投入。
We see Paul's yearning to know Christ.
我们看到保罗要认识主的那个渴望。
And his words haunt me, challenge me, rebuke me, and stir me.
保罗的话萦绕在我心里，挑战我，责备我，也唤醒我。
Just listen to a few of them again.
让我们再来听其中的几句。
I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord.
我将万事当作粪土，因我已认识我主基督为至宝。
I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦。
Aren't these words the cry of our hearts?
这些话不也是我们内心的呐喊吗？
It's all about knowing God.
这些都是关于认识神。
But how does this apply to our lives?
如何把这些话应用在我们的生活中呢？
First, knowing God means letting go of pride.
首先，认识基督是要放下骄傲。
Whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ, says Paul.
保罗说，我以前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督当作有损的。
What was to Paul's profit?
什么是对保罗有益的呢？
Philippians chapter 3, verses 4 to 6 tell us that it was his trust in his religious credentials.
腓立比书三章四到六节告诉我们，保罗他相信他个人信仰的凭据是对他有益的。
If anyone had reason to claim religious excellence, it was Paul.
如果有谁有理由称自己在信仰上是杰出的，那就是保罗啊。
He was circumcised on the eighth day.
第八天受了割礼。
His Jewish heritage above reproach.
他纯正的犹太血统。
His loyalty to the law, second to none.
他对律法无上的忠诚。
What about us? Where does pride rise within us?
那么我们又是怎么样的呢？这个我们里面的骄傲又是从哪些方面生出来的呢？
I pride myself on the fact that I come from a very musical family.
我很以自己来自一个音乐世家而感到骄傲。
If you think your family is musical, my family is more musical.
如果你觉得你是来自一个音乐世家的，那么我们家在音乐方面更有建树。
My father was a world-class professional cellist.
我父亲是一位世界级的专业大提琴手。
My mom, an outstanding violin teacher who was taught the violin for more than 65 years.
我母亲是一位杰出的小提琴老师，她教了65年的小提琴。
My family is more musical than yours.
我们家比你们家更精通音乐。
But it's meaningless.
但是这些毫无意义。
My family heritage might impress some people, but musical talent does not gain me spiritual points with the Lord.
我的家族文化传统可能会给某些人留下一些深刻的印象，但是音乐方面的天赋却不能给我得着从神而来的属灵方面的智慧。
The same is true with anything we place our pride in.
任何我们引以为豪的事情也都是如此。
Our intellect,
我们的才智。
Our reputation,
我们的荣誉。
Our academic qualifications,
我们在学术方面的资历。
Our income,
我们的收入。
Our business acumen,
我们商业的头脑。
And it can happen in church too.
骄傲也会在教会里出现。
We might never admit it, but inside there's a little voice that says we like to think that we are more pious.
或许我们不会承认，但是在我们里面，我们会认为自己更敬虔。
That we have memorized more verses.
我们背诵了更多的经文。
That we are more consistent in our church attendance.
我们更一贯地来教会聚会。
That we're more generous with our giving.
我们更慷慨地给予。
That we're more gracious in our service.
我们更殷勤谦卑地服侍。
And we are more compassionate in our care.
我们在服侍中更有怜悯。
But none of these bring us closer to God.
但是这些没有一样能够带我们更亲近神。
It's all pride.
这些都是骄傲。
And all that pride does is make us the center and summit of our lives, and our lives remain unyielded to God.
这些骄傲所做的就是令我们以自我为中心，高举自我，然而我们的生命却没有顺服神。
How do we overcome such pride?
我们如何克服这些骄傲呢？
By putting it into perspective.
通过对骄傲进行敏锐的洞察。
Paul says, compared to Christ, such pride is garbage.
保罗说，与基督相比，这些骄傲就是该丢弃的废物。
In fact, a better translation of verse 8 is excrement.
实际上，第八节有一个更好的翻译，就是粪土。
Remember, Paul is writing this letter from prison.
请记住，保罗是在监狱里写这封书信的。
Roman prisons were terrifying.
罗马监狱非常可怕。
They were cramped and cold.
里面空间很狭小，而且非常冷。
There were no beds.
没有床。
No food and water.
没有食物，没有水。
And no toilet facilities.
没有卫生间的设施。
The stench of human excrement.Would be sickening.
人排泄物的恶臭令人作呕。
Paul says that knowing Christ makes all the things that we rely upon to improve our walk with God like excrement.
保罗说，我们过去曾经依赖于我们以为可以帮助我们与神同行的那些方法，都可以把它视为粪土，因为我们认识了基督。
So how do we overcome this pride?
我们如何克服那些骄傲呢？
We consider it excrement.
把骄傲视为粪土。
Knowing God means our pride has no place.
认识神意思是让骄傲无处可藏。
We flush it away as sewage.
把骄傲像冲污水一样，沿着下水道把它冲走。
But...If pride makes us the center and summit of our lives when we say knowing God,
但是如果骄傲使我们自我中心，使我们变得高举自我的时候，当我们说认识神，
Not only do we say pride has no place,
不只是说骄傲无处可藏。
But we want Jesus to be the center and summit of our lives.
而是我们希望耶稣成为我们生命的中心。
And this is our second point.
这是我们的第二点。
It's what Paul means when in Philippians 3:8 he speaks of the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord.
这就是保罗在腓立比书三章八节中所说的，我以认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。
But there's a twist.
但是在这里有一个转换。
The surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus means identifying with Christ through the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings.
以认识基督耶稣为至宝，意思是透过耶稣复活的大能，并且在他的所受的苦上有份，来认识基督。
That's not what we want to hear.
那不是我们想听到的。
We want the power of his resurrection.
我们想要复活的大能。
But who wants to share in his sufferings?
但是谁来分担他所受的痛苦呢？
1 Peter chapter 4 verse 13 helps us.
彼得前书四章十三节帮助我们。
But rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed.
倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦，使你们在他荣耀显现的时候也可以欢喜快乐。
We rejoice in the face of suffering because then we discover the presence of Jesus and his resurrection power.
我们在苦难面前可以欢喜快乐，是因为那时我们看到了耶稣的同在。
These sustain us and give us hope.
这些给我们支持，使我们更坚固，给我们希望。
In 1961, at the age of 19, Bruce Olsen, a Scandinavian Christian, bought a one-way ticket to South America.
1961年，11岁的 Bruce, 一个斯堪的纳维亚州的基督徒，买了一张赴美国南部的单程车票。
God called him to preach the gospel to a fierce, primitive tribe in the jungles of northeast Colombia.
神呼召他给哥伦比亚东北部丛林中一个野蛮的原始部落传福音。
One day he was in a hut while the tribesmen were shooting arrows at him.
有一天他正在一个小木屋里，部落里的人就向他射箭。
The very people he wanted to minister to wanted to kill him.
他正要想去服侍的那个人却是想要杀害他。
And he prayed, Lord, what am I doing here?
他祷告说，主啊，我在这里做什么呢？
In that moment, he felt like Jesus was right beside him.
就在那一刻，他好像感觉到主耶稣就在他的身边。
Jesus showed him the meaning of the cross and the resurrection like he'd never understood before.
主耶稣向他启示了他以前从未深刻领受过的十字架以及复活的意义。
Bruce Olsen went on to minister to that tribe for decades.
Bruce 在那个部落里服侍了十年。
Building schools and medical clinics and translating the scriptures into the tribe's language.
建立学校，建立医疗的诊所，并且把圣经翻译成那个部落的语言。
And many became Christians.
部落里许多的人都成为了基督徒。
And all because, in the face of death, in a hut, Jesus revealed to Bruce the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings and the power of the resurrection.
这一切都是因着一次小木屋里面对死亡，耶稣向 Bruce 启示了与耶稣一同受苦以及耶稣复活的大能。
When we say knowing God, we are opening our lives to Jesus.
当我们说认识神的时候，我们将我们的生命向主敞开。
We're giving him the center and summit of our lives.
我们让主成为我们生命的中心和至高。
We accept Jesus and his power at work within us, even in the most difficult of times.
即使我们在经历最困难的时刻，我们也接受主和他在我们里面所做的工。
Nothing else can compare.
没有任何可以比拟的。
Third, knowing God means a personal relationship with Jesus.
第三，认识神就是与主之间有一个个人亲密的关系。
There is something remarkable about Paul's words in Philippians chapter 3, verse 8.
保罗的话在腓立比书三章八节有一个特别令人注意的地方。
Everywhere else, in all his letters, Paul speaks of Jesus as either our Lord or the Lord.
保罗书信中的每一处，当他提到主耶稣的时候，他都是称呼我们的主或是主。
Here and only here, Paul speaks of Jesus as my Lord.
这里只是在这里，保罗称呼主耶稣是我的主。
I remember some years ago listening to one of the world's leading New Testament scholars preach on this passage.
我想起几年以前听一位世界上带领新约学者们的讲员分享这一段经文。
And tears of love for his Lord ran down his face as he spoke of Paul's singular use of the phrase, my Lord.
当他谈到保罗对我的主这一独特的表达的时候，他的脸上流下了对主爱的泪水。
And that's the point.
这个就是重点呢。
In these two words, my Lord, the intimacy and depth of Paul's love for Jesus are captured.
这两个词，我的主，表达了保罗对主耶稣那种深深的和那种亲密的爱的。
Do we know this same intimacy?
我们是否知道要与主有这样的亲密的关系吗？
Can we call Jesus my Lord?
我们能称呼主耶稣我的主吗？
Many years ago, James Packer, a Christian professor, wrote a famous book entitled Knowing God.
许多年前，一位基督徒的教授 James Packer 写了一本著名的书，名为《认识神》。
James Packer says that we can know a lot about God and about godliness, but not know God.
他在书中说，我们可以晓得很多关于神，或者是关于如何敬畏神的知识，但是却不认识神。
Reciting the Bible, or listening to sermons, or understanding obscure details of theology do not make us Christians.
背诵圣经，听讲道，了解背后的神学那些详细的资料，并不能使我们成为基督徒。
Only a personal relationship with Jesus makes us a Christian.
只有与主耶稣之间建立个人亲密的关系，才能使我们成为基督徒。
And Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 11 explains what this means.
腓立比书二章五到十一节解释了这个意思。
Jesus came to us as one of us for us.
耶稣来到我们中间，成为人的样式。
He went to the cross for you and me.
他为你也为我上了十字架。
He took my sin and your sin, dying in our place.
他承担了我的罪，也承担了你的罪，为我们而死。
And he is risen, exalted to the highest place.
他复活升天了，被提升到至高之处。
Jesus has opened the way for us to know God personally.
耶稣为我们开了一条认识神、建立个人与神之间的关系的道路。
To be able to say, "My Lord,"
使我们可以说我的主。
Can you call Jesus my Lord this morning?
今天早上，你可以称呼耶稣是我的主吗？
All we must do is believe on Him.
我们必须要做的就是要信靠他。
And receive Him as Lord of our lives.
接受他是我们生命的主。
Knowing God means calling one another to a personal relationship with Jesus.
认识神是呼召每一个人与耶稣建立个人亲密的关系。
Finally, knowing God means that God is not done with us. There's more to know.
最后，认识神是说神的工在我们身上还没有完，还有很多要做的。
In Philippians chapter 3, verse 12, Paul says, Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me.
腓立比书三章十二节，保罗说，这不是我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着耶稣我所要得着的。
In my previous church in Penticton, there was an elderly church member with a wonderful sense of humor.
在 Penticton 教会有一间年长的，有一位年长的教会会友。
Whenever I asked her how she was, with a twinkle in her eye, she always replied, "I'm almost perfect."
每次当我问她你近况如何，她的眼里发光，她都是说我就快要完美了。
She knew that there was more for the Lord to do and more for her to know about her Lord.
他知道神在他的生命中有更多的工要做，而且他自己也要有更多认识主的。
Knowing God means God is not done with us.
认识神意思是说神在我们生命里的工还没有完。
And he's not done with Trinity.
神在三一浸信会的工也还没有完。
So knowing God means that we let go of our pride.
认识神是说让我们放下骄傲。
Knowing God means we ask or give Jesus the center and summit of our lives.
认识神是让主耶稣成为我们生命的中心与至高。
Knowing God means we call Jesus my Lord.
认识神是我们称耶稣为我的主。
Knowing God means God is not finished with us.
认识神是神在我们生命的工还没有完。
Testing couches in IKEA, trying to become comfortable, was a lot of fun.
在宜家体验沙发，让自己很舒服，真的很开心。
But it reminded me how I do not want to become comfortable in my faith.
但是这件事也让我看到我自己是多么的不想让自己在信仰中也是那么舒服。
I want to allow the Lord to lead me closer to Him.
我想要神让我带领我更靠近他。
And to see his amazing grace in this world.
我渴望神让我带领我看到他在这个世界上更奇妙的恩典。
Isn't this what we all want?
这不是我们每一个人都所想要的吗？
A.W. Tozer was a famous pastor and Bible teacher known for his many books on revival and devotion to God.
陶树是一位著名的牧师和圣经教师。
Here's a prayer from his book, The Pursuit of God.
他著有许多关于神的复活和把自己献给神的书。在他的一本名为《渴慕神》的书中，他有这样一段祷告。
As a personal response this morning, I invite us to stand and say this prayer together.
我邀请大家一起起身，让我们一起来祷告，作为今天早上我们对主耶稣的回应。
In English or in Mandarin.
你可以读英文或者是国语。
Let's together say these words.
让我们一起来祷告。
O God, I have tasted your goodness, and it has both satisfied me and made me thirsty for more. I am painfully conscious of my need of further grace.O God, the triune God, I want you. I long to be filled with longing. I thirst to be made more thirsty still. Show me your glory, pray, so that I may know you indeed. Begin in mercy a new work of love within me. Say to my soul, rise up, my love, my fair one.And come away. Then give me grace to rise and follow you up from this misty lowland where I have wandered so long. In Jesus' name,
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Lee.